Scott Ziegler was convicted last year of using his position as superintendent to illegally retaliate against special ed teacher Erin Brooks. She told the school board and then the special grand jury that was investigating the Loudoun school system that she had been inappropriately touched by the special ed student. Yesterday, Judge Douglas Fleming ruled that the jury was given faulty instructions on the elements needed for a conviction, but he said there was ample evidence to support the jury's conclusion that Ziegler knowingly retaliated against Brooks. So he set aside the misdemeanor conviction and ordered a new trial, and that date will be set at a hearing on March 28th.
Okay, so even though this verdict has been set aside, Ziegler can be reconvicted theoretically?
Absolutely. He could also be found not guilty. A spokesperson for Attorney General Jason Meares, who impaneled the special grand jury, said the judge's ruling is based on a technicality, and the AG looks forward to presenting its case again in court.
Wasn't this the only conviction that came out of the special grand jury?
Absolutely correct. The jury found Ziegler not guilty of another misdemeanor related to the Brooks case, and the AG's office dropped another misdemeanor in part because Ziegler had been convicted in this case. If you enter the name Scott Ziegler in the search box on X, the first thing that pops up is a post from Attorney General Jason Meares trumpeting, "Justice has been served. The Loudoun County jury found Scott Ziegler guilty." What's not mentioned there is the jury had also found the school spokesman not guilty on the only felony indictment from the special grand jury, which was for perjury. So it remains to be seen whether the special grand jury, which was sitting for more than 1 year, will end up with a conviction.